northern shore was covered for hundreds of meters with plastics and disposable plates that were used by vacationers at the site. The experience of being a new immigrant in Israel presents many challenges. The Ministry of Immigration and Absorption has partnered with Iran, Israel's emotional first aid service, to provide a support hotline for immigrants in their mother tongue. In addition to Hebrew, support is offered in Russian, Amharic, English, French, and Spanish. The hotline operates Sunday through Thursday between the hours of 4 to 9 p.m. and can be reached through the number *3201. We heard more from Dr. Shiri Daniels, Professional Director of Iran.
The process of immigration to Israel involves many difficulties, and it's also accompanied by significant mental pressure. This prolonged emotional distress that immigrants deal with has wide-ranging negative consequences on the person, his family members, and his environment. And the Ministry of Immigration recognized the need to provide accessible and available psychological assistance in the mother tongue of new immigrants. And in cooperation with Iran, opened the telephone and online service that provides professional psychological support in five languages, English, Russian, Amharic, French, and Spanish. The service is active 5 days a week, Sunday to Thursday, 5 hours daily between 4 to 9 p.m. in *3201 or online.
What kinds of queries has the hotline received?
Well, many immigrants experience loneliness either as a result of living alone or due to the lack of close family and friendship networks, which results in an inability to participate in community activities. Loneliness also may cause serious health-related consequences and is one of the key factors leading to depression. Many immigrants also are at risk regarding suicide, as we know from research in Israel as well as around the world. Therefore, providing available and accessible emotional first aid and support, allowing early identification of acute distress, and providing a culturally sensitive service are essential and also save lives.
So what are some of the main issues that have come up?
Well, we identify a few key issues faced by immigrants. The first is the acquisition of the Hebrew language. At least in order to communicate effectively with the establishment, and as a condition to bring their ability and professional skills in a manner similar to those they demonstrated in their countries of origin. Secondly, post-trauma. Immigration is a complex crisis situation, and it requires prolonged coping. Some of the immigrants witnessed traumatic events such as death, poverty, and experienced separation from parents, relatives, and friends. And as a result of such experience, we see that immigrants may experience various post-traumatic symptoms, including, among others, avoidance of interpersonal relationship, irritability, insomnia, and anxiety. They also deal with ethnic categorization and labeling, lack of social support that lead to isolation, fear and a sense of loss, as well as depression, confusion, helplessness, and low self-esteem. And two other categories that we find are the lack of social acceptance and lack of a sense of belonging. Also dealing with foreign cultural patterns that may seem odd or unusual to Israeli culture and society. And they're dealing with economic difficulties. Many immigrant families face economic difficulties arising from unemployment, low income, and the fact that many of the families are single parents.
So after an initial conversation on the hotline, are any further resources or referrals provided to do a follow-up with those who call?
Absolutely. We provide listening, crisis intervention. We also give immigrants information and refer them to further help in various areas that are that are suitable to their needs that we identify in the conversation. We also provide the ongoing support, and they could contact us a few times and really get the support they need in their mother tongue.
And this is free of charge?
This is free of charge, and I would like to invite new immigrants experiencing emotional distress to contact us, to tell them that you are not alone. We are here for you.
Dr. Sharia Daniels, Professional National Director at Iran. Before the weather and return headlines, Zehud Banai, Al Tifrat.